Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
New information, please.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
I'm gonna need everything. All the info you got.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Come on, you guys. Do me all the dirt.
Joanna Gaines may have moved on from her HGTV show Fixer Upper, but that doesn't mean she's not remodeling anymore. Jennifer Lopez has asked Joanna to help her renovate her $6.6 million mansion in Malibu.
Jennifer
told Ellen about the news last week.
Oh, can you? Those two of my favorite human beings together. Oh,
that's gonna be beautiful.
I do kind of wonder, though, because they weren't. When the Gaineses announced they were going to do this network, they also said, but they're not going to lead a show. And I thought, how the hell are you going to do that? They have to do a show. I mean, Oprah does a couple on OWN. I mean, it's not a lot of Oprah. But I don't know. I wonder, I just, the evolution of that Gaineses channel. Or whatever they're going to call it, Chip and Joanna World, or
I mean, sure, that's, I like that.
Yeah. Let's just do that. That's good.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Forbes has announced that Kylie Jenner is officially the youngest self-made billionaire ever.
Good for
her. She officially has achieved it. She's just 21 years old, beating Mark Zuckerberg, who was 23 when he hit a billion. Twitter's going crazy over this.
It's the self-made part that I think people are having a problem with.
They definitely are.
No hate there. Good, you know, that she hit gold with this. The lip kits and the makeup, the cosmetic line, that's awesome.
But you had a substantial leg up, but
somebody on Twitter, I mean, a lot of people on Twitter saying, I'm sure Kylie Jenner works hard, but she is not self-made. We should all stop comparing our successes in our fields to the successes of people who come from wealthy, connected families. The playing field is 90 degrees.
Yep. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The Swifties are on high alert. Taylor Swift looks to be in the studio. She was seen walking out of a Beverly Hills studio on Sunday, looking comfy and focused while wearing ear pods that could have been playing her new music. So it's been a while since she released anything.
I know.
So.
By the way, new AirPods are rumored to be coming out very soon. One of my favorite Apple products ever. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. See, wait long enough and a new one comes out.
Yeah.
I didn't really need your Apple sass this morning.
You just wait and more will come out.
Whatever, Lex, whatever.
It's like applesauce, but it's Apple sass.
Whatever.
Yeah. Today, Wednesday TV reminders. It is Wednesday. I have to remind myself what day. Sorry.
Wednesday, girl.
It is.
No sleep.
Oh,
God.
No sleep. That's actually Tuesday going into Wednesday. American Idol on tonight on ABC. The second season finale of Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. And Riverdale is also on tonight. That's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
That's a lot of dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
I gotta go. I'll be back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Great memories.
As long as we communicate. Oh, Jason.
What?
Are you there?
What?
Okay, you're there. Okay.
Oh, what happened? Oh, you didn't turn my. Oh,
yeah,
I was
there
here.
We go. Okay, you're there. Okay.
Oh. All you heard was MASH?
Yeah. All I heard was MASH. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Oh, I made a little bit that totally was worthless.
Oh,
I was like, what?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
I'm useless.
No, I didn't mean that against you. I thought I did something wrong because I played it. And this is, here, let's redo
do it. Again,
here,
yeah.
This is what I'm trying to do. Just, okay, let the song go again.
Yes, Chase.
Don, can you tell Lex to turn MASH off? The show's back.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
That's
my gosh, yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. It's just, anyway, we are a mess. I was a mess yesterday. Dawn beat the record on our show.
Yeah.
You now hold the title of the least sleep ever by a host on this show. We're clocking Dawn in at zero. Am I right on that, Dawn? Zero?
That's correct, yeah.
You went right from wherever you were to the radio station. Is that correct information?
My home, yeah. I just, when I get something on my mind, I can't. Sometimes I have insomnia later. And I cannot turn my mind off, basically.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for showing up and doing your job.
I just mean I get it. Yesterday was a rough road for me, so I get it. I understand. I have compassion. So,
thank you,
Lex. I have zero compassion for you today. You just
that's what friends are for.
Spring break travel. I just saw. I try to flip around the TV stations in the commercial breaks just to make sure UFOs haven't landed to pick up Alexis or the world's not exploding.
Yeah,
and
what'd you find?
Well, first of all, your mothership still's in here. Still's in here. Number two, all the stations are doing spring break travel. So if you are flying out today, stop at church first and pray. Because it's going to be, as Charles Barkley would say, terrible.
Terrible.
It's going to be terrible.
For the next few weeks, actually, right? Because it kind of stagger them.
Can I tell you? I forgot to mention this yesterday, and I got to write this down for a future podcast, but this last weekend when we went to Disney World, Lex, this was a championship weekend to go.
Ooh.
Because we discovered it was right before the spring break rush started. So the Thursday, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of the last of February. Everybody write that down. I'll put that in a future episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. But it was minimal waits. We were able to get on. One day we rode, I think, 12 rides. We got on 12 rides at different parks in one day, which is a lot. I mean, Lex and Dawn, you guys know, that's a lot of rides in one day.
Yes.
That's
so nice. That's the time to go.
Oh, girl. It was, and we lucked out with weather. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I bring this back up because there was a marked difference. As I said, we stayed through Monday. Well, let's be clear. We stayed through Monday night as well.
Yeah, you did.
Not on purpose. But we got to Monday, and it was like somebody turned the faucet on of people.
Oh.
And we got to our favorite bar, the Tune In Lounge. I always talk about this place. Oh, and by the way, I talk about that place, and I talk about my cast members, my bartender friends that have become our friends. I posted a picture of them. We post every day on Two Fairy Godfathers. And yesterday, I'm so excited, I posted a picture of my friend Julie and Elena, at my bartender friends, on the latest post at Two Fairy Godfathers. So you can see the women that I always refer to. They're the ones that I talk about when Colin and I arrive. When we always go to that bar first, and when we walk in, Julie, when she spots us, she screams, "Boys! My boys are here!" And it just puts a big smile on my face, and I get so darn happy. But anyway, you can see what Julie and Elena look like. Anyway, Julie, I went in and I said, "Girl," this was Monday, I said, "Girl, there's a lot. What happened? Yesterday was slow." She was, "Yep, every year, this Monday,
spring break time, baby.
That first Monday of March or whatever," she's like, "Oh yeah, it's like," she's like, "it's like a buses from all over the world just land here, drive up to Disney and let people out." So, everybody was there, and it lasts, like you said, it lasts because schools stagger. So
yeah, that actually would be a great podcast. When's the best time to go? When it's nice and slow and you can get on a bunch of rides. When we were in Universal over Christmas, we went on Christmas Eve, and my brother has a pass there. He goes there all the time because he loves Harry Potter. So we went, and they said, "You know what? This is the best time to come versus Christmas Day."
Yes.
Christmas Eve is the time to go. And I don't know if that's the same for Disney, but I can see that, if you're doing a holiday thing, and that's your only time to go.
Anytime is, I mean, the holidays are just a mess there. But I'm just going to say, and again, it's literally the first episode of our podcast that we cover this. It's one of the biggest questions that you just asked is like, when should we go? And we get that a lot. I'm telling you, there is really no slow period anymore at Disney World. It's all busy because of the way they have created festivals and marathons like the one Alexis's mom just went to. Mm-hmm. There's really not a slow time. However, there is a way, even busy, to go on as many rides as you can. And that's utilizing that fast pass system. And we teach you how to do it. If you do that, we don't mind at all. I mean, again, we go there basically every Christmas. That's the busiest time ever. I don't go on any fewer rides than I do any other time that we go. Just by doing our little
fast pass,
fairy fast pass plan.
Plan, yeah.
Yeah, our fairy fast pass. Try to say that 55,000 times, but fairy fast pass plan. Fairy, whatever.
I couldn't even say it once right now.
I can't even. Yeah, don't worry. Again, hashtag zero sleep, Don. Zero sleep. That's all right. Hey, it is us. Well, let me just wait for it right there. Exactly 6:12 when we come back. Should we do? Did you watch Leaving Neverland, Lex?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You know what? Let's talk about that next. Because I watched part one. You watched it.
Yep.
Dawn, have you watched it yet?
First hour.
Me too. Okay. Yes.
So upset. I had to turn it off. But I mean, yeah.
Let's talk about that when we return. Welcome back to the broadcast. Next 7 minutes or so, you know, we're going to be talking about a little weighty topic. Ian and Marjorie, who have this show before us, used to do a thing called the Kids and Carpool Alert. We really don't do that because, as we say, though we love that kids listen to the show and like us, this isn't a kid show. But, you know, we never try to go over the line or be X-rated
Gross.
Or R-rated. Yeah. But this is an adult show every day. I just want to make that clear. But right now, we're going to be talking about Leaving Neverland. And so just a little warning. The three of us watched all or parts of it. I got through the first part last night, watched chunks of Oprah's interview, which let me just quickly say, and not just because I love her generally every day of the week, but my goodness, watching her special after Neverland proves why there will never be another Oprah. Mm-hmm. She's, oh my.
Well, because she can speak from personal experience.
Absolutely.
It was an audience of people who have
survivors
of abuse. And so it felt like for the two young men in the special that it just felt like a safe place for them to continue to, you know, explore what happened to them. Because I still think many ways they're still trying to come to terms with this.
You can look on the face, and if you guys don't know, it's the story of Wade and James, two men now that had relationships with Michael Jackson through the late 80s, Wade the early 90s, and
seven and ten.
Yeah, you can look at a close up of James, and you can still see the pain.
Yeah.
You can still see the conflict. You can still, I can see it. You can look at his eyes and just know that he is still struggling with some of the dynamics of this and the aftermath.
Because he loved him.
He did.
And he's a monster.
When he was holding the rings, this is James. James was holding up jewelry that Michael had given him. Michael would give him jewelry as a reward for sexual favors, allegedly.
They even exchanged vows.
Yeah. But did you notice when he was holding up those rings, he was shaking?
The fact that he still has them and has them in this little protective box, you know,
Dawn, what was, you said you had to turn it off.
It was just so emotional And
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.
I'm like, I can't watch this all at once. It's just too heavy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I also left work yesterday in tears, so upset about Wendy Williams and what she said that I cried yesterday a lot.
Because she's defending Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and it hurt me on a level of, I just think that that is so irresponsible as a broadcaster for her to say what she has said, you know.
What did she say, Dawn, for people that missed it? Because I saw Bradley's. I was sleeping during the Wendy show.
Well, she basically, I do have a clip here if you'd like to hear her talking with her. It sounds like she hasn't even watched it. That's what makes me upset. And that she's basically defending him. What she believes really happened, like, it's just shocking that she would. And then everybody in the audience just cheering her on. I just, here we go. And I have to unmute this. Here we go.
Lies. You think it's all false, Wendy?
Not long after returning from a two-month-long absence for medical reasons, Wendy Williams is turning heads for her defense of Michael Jackson. It came after the airing of HBO's documentary Leaving Neverland, in which two alleged victims describe years of sexual abuse by the pop star.
I do believe a shower in the nude. I don't believe that there was any sexual touching. I do believe sleepovers in the same bed. I do believe that if Mother Nature takes its course and they, you know, you get a hard penis, I don't believe touching and I don't believe sex. And I do believe that this is a money grab for the families.
Some viewers on Twitter were loving Wendy for coming to the defense of Michael, saying things like,
oh, it's just, she went on and on. And it's just, so it just really upset me. It upset me that, to me, there's no way that they're lying. This is their truth and this is real. And how dare she do this? You know, just for victims out there that have tried to recover and have a life and who feel scared to speak out, even as adults, about things that have happened to them. You know, it's like it basically silences victims. And for her to say this kind of stuff is just as damaging as anything that you can do. I'm overreacting to this because I have a personal experience with it. And it's like, I don't feel like I have a voice, and I didn't for a very long time. So it's hard.
Yeah. It's really hard.
And Jason, you come from a similar, you know, experience.
Yes, I was molested.
Sorry, I haven't had sleep. So
No. No, like you, Dawn.
It's hard to watch. And
Colin asked if we should even watch it because he knows I was molested by my dad's best friend's son. I was molested by a female babysitter and a third person. And all the courting aspect was the most difficult to watch.
Yeah.
Because that was very familiar. The female babysitter, in my case, really, she and her family really tried to, ingratiate? No, that's not the right word. Really tried to integrate into our family. They lived by my papaw. So that was difficult to watch.
Well, to break down family units and saying, praise me like I'm a god.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure that felt very familiar because that's what predators do. They take the time to break it down so that, they feel comfortable leaving, parents leaving their kid with someone who's really.
And as far as Wendy's, I never understand the counter argument or the argument that it's a cash grab. There is zero upside for these gentlemen. What kind of job? I mean, if it's money, whatever, they're going to get a book deal, fine. But what kind of upside do you think comes from revealing? I don't use the word admit because connotates
that you did something wrong.
What upside is there for revealing that you've been the victim? I'll say alleged just because of legal reasons. that you've been the alleged victim of years of sexual abuse. I will never understand that. And I don't get hurt.
They're telling the truth. And I know in my soul they are. Because from a just... You can just tell their lives have been destroyed. They've been trying to pick up the pieces and become a whole person ever since this happened to them. And they'll never be the same.
No.
And it's just for her to say that kind of stuff. It's just, I feel like she shouldn't be on the air. Honestly, that's how strongly I feel about it. Yeah. It's a really big deal.
Oprah said it once, Dawn. She said, once you are touched and once you are molested, the person you were going to be dies.
Yes.
It changes that you are instantly a different person the moment that happens to you.
Well, and we also had a lot of questions of why now? Why now? Well, they're both fathers of young boys now. So, I'm sure that they're seeing their innocence and they were separated themselves from it so much that they're like, well, I can never imagine that happening to my kid. But then you think, well, I was that age too. Innocent.
Every traumatic expert will tell you that it's common for people to hide it and to not want. We got to go. More later. Stay with us.
Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
Topping Google Trends and Entertainment, winter has arrived and so has a new trailer for Game of Thrones. After months of anticipation, fans of the HBO fantasy series finally got their first extended look at the show's final season. They released the official trailer for season 8 yesterday on Twitter with a simple message stating, "The trailer is here." And what else is trending? Well, Kylie Jenner, because she is a billionaire at 21 years old. Forbes has officially named her the youngest self-made billionaire ever, yanking that title from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, who obtained the rare status when he was just 23. Also trending, the Crocs shoe flip challenge is here and it's taking over. The Vans challenge went viral and it sparked a Crocs challenge. It turns out that these clogged shoes are also good at landing right side up all the time. Try it. On Twitter, we have the hashtags Ash Wednesday and Wednesday Wisdom. Join Colleen Lindstrom at the 2019 Fraser Walk for Autism presented by Central Roofing Company on Saturday, April 13th at Mall of America. It's a family-friendly walk around the first level of Mall of America filled with sensory activities. You can sign up by March 15th to guarantee yourself a Fraser Walk for Autism tote bag. Learn more and get registered at mytalk1071.com. Keywords Fraser Walk.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
What happened last night?
It's time for Late Night Funnies.
Funny stuff.
Here's Jason.
There are now 12 Democrats running for president. Here's the latest. Of the 12 people, the latest candidate is the former governor of Colorado, and his name is John Hickenlooper. John Hickenlooper. We cannot have a president Hickenlooper. I'm not. We are a country, not a Dr. Seuss book.
It's Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras harkens back all the way back to the 17th century when the King of France sent Catholic missionaries to Louisiana Territory to flash their boobs in exchange for beans. The official slogan of Mardi Gras is "Laissez le bon temps rouler," which is French for "I vomited in an Uber today."
An Oregon man who was stranded in a snowbound SUV for 5 days told rescuers he survived on Taco Bell sauce packets while trapped in the storm. That is amazing. This man survived despite eating Taco Bell.
Now, Stephen Colbert. Welcome back. By the way, Stephen Colbert celebrating a big win. The February TV ratings period just wrapped up, and the New York Times is reporting for the first time since Colbert debuted in 2015, he beat Jimmy Fallon in the coveted demographics of 25-54, 18-49. So he wins not only in total viewers by a lot, about 1.2 million, but now he has beaten Jimmy Fallon in the demographic as well, which the demographic, not to get too inside baseball, is really what TV sells, is not total audience, but people either 18 to 49 or 25 to 54. So when you hear that term thrown around, oh, you beat him in the demo, that's what it means. 25-54 usually. So congratulations to Colbert on that
one. Yeah. How's my man Jimmy doing? Kimmel.
Kimmel, I think, is even with last year. He's fine. He's number three. He's number three, but holding in there. The thing is now, just like with the morning shows, there's such a minuscule difference between it. Well, total viewers actually is a lot between Colbert and Fallon. It's like 1.2, 1.3. But the demo, it's all, they're all within an earshot of each other. So it's nothing to, you know, brag too much about. They're all, they all get about the same amount of audience. So 6:34, let's do
it. It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay, these are the segment of either or, this or that. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle it? Would you rather? Here we go. Would you rather sit with a resting lion for 10 minutes or run across a pissed off alligator's back?
Oh.
Run off of it.
Oh, I mean, I would rather sit with a lion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the lion could be just sleepy, right?
Yeah, hopefully just he's not mad. Still.
I mean, you could just go zen in your mind and connect with the lion and just kind of like deeply breathe and not show any fear. Kind of like when you're trying to pass a lie detector
like
test, you know, just like, let's be calm. Not that I've ever experienced that.
I was just going to say, how?
I'm just imagining
when was the last time
I
took a lie detector.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Could we beat, though, an alligator running?
No, because you're going to fall in the water. It's terrible. Don't do it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm doing the lion, too. I'm with Dawn. I'm going to fall off the alligator's back.
Yeah, and then there's more beneath the surface.
Yeah,
creepily
and then the alligator
waiting.
Turns around, and then we're calamari. We're appetizers for the lion. Yeah. Would you rather have to wear clown makeup every day for 2 years or dress up as a mime every day for 2 years?
Similar makeup, isn't it? Give me that clown makeup. I'm ready.
Oh, no. I think I'd be a mime because you could get out of talking if you didn't want to. And then if you did talk, people would be like, whoa, she speaks.
It's a miracle.
Listen, I got something to say. Okay. Oh, everybody listen. The mime is talking.
I'm doing the mime.
Yes, yes. Mime with me, Jason.
I'll mime.
Bring
with
clown
you.
Fashion back, you know?
No,
it's
really
never
not.
Been
a clam, glam. Clown glam.
Clown glam.
Clown glam.
You know, I think that should be something.
Or clam glam. Clam as she glam. First said.
Clown.
What? Who are you hanging out with?
No. She's not at the Robin
friends.
Concert.
Yeah.
She wasn't, yeah.
I couldn't go.
Oh, my goodness. No, but bring on the mime. Just because then, I mean, you'll creep people out, but at least you won't bother people, you know?
It's not like that other level of, like, creepy clown.
Yeah. You
know? Mimes are a little less
They can
scary.
Be really cute, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a panda.
Yeah.
Would you rather have private parts that spontaneously sing?
Uh-oh.
Or... I can't even do this one. I gotta do a different one. I just read the or. Okay, we gotta change
that
one.
Oh, it's too dirty?
It's too dirty.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do whatever the other choice was. I'll do that. Is my vagina a good singer? Because I'll just...
It's opera,
Dawn. Oh, my
Dawn.
Gosh.
Okay, great.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and you can just open your mouth and pretend like it's your mouth.
That, and you can duet with yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, but could you imagine, though, you're in Target, and you're pushing the cart, and it's quiet, and then there's muffled talking coming from your crotchal region. No.
Yeah, you have to wear a dress.
Pick up that speaker, baby. Let everybody hear it.
You got to unmuffle. And then.
Get your privates a little megaphone, Dawn.
That's right.
So
I'm saying, get that speaker, that loudspeaker.
Yep.
Just go over to the wall and.
Hello.
I'm Dawn's private.
I mean, that's quite a human trick there. Look what I can do, guys. Look at this.
I'm Dawn's private. Let me sing a little song for you. Come on, Vogue.
It's dancing too. It's boxing.
Your privates are singing Vogue, Dawn.
Yeah, not. I've got friends in low places. Other vagina friends.
Would oh gosh, you hope it's like that. That it would be in a key that you aren't in. That would
like
be really, perfect.
Like
yeah.
For you, Lex, like you're a very deep, low, bassy.
Oh yeah, I want a baritone vag. Just like getting down low, low, low.
Oh my god,
that would be perfect.
Yeah, wouldn't that be hysterical if all of a sudden, Lex? You're...
I just want mine to be like a hype man in a rap group. It's like yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Dawn's little giant vagina. Yeah.
Let's get crunk up in here.
Oh. Let's go to Party City. Yeah.
God, okay. We've only gotten through like two of these. We don't even know the second half of that one.
No, but we'll take the singing privates.
The singing privates?
Oh, yeah.
That could be your backup band's name, Dawn and the Singing Privates. Yeah.
Or the Private Eyes.
The Private Eyes. I'm watching you. Would you rather not be allowed to wash your hands for a year? Ugh. Or not wash your hair for a year.
Oh.
I guess hands.
Yeah, you can get real greasy up on your head.
Nobody would know if I didn't wash my hands, but everybody would know if I didn't wash my hair.
True. Do we get baby wipes once in a while?
I don't want to be ostracized.
Dry shampoo? Ew.
So you want to do the hair or the hands?
That's what I'm wondering, if what kind of AIDS we have in trying to semi
clean. Oh my god, I thought you meant like HIV AIDS.
No AIDS.
Can't get that from not washing your hands.
No.
No, let's go back to 1990.
Lex sure knows how to bring a segment down.
Great.
Lex, Lex just dropping the random AIDS reference. Wow. No. Way to bring down a happy segment. Oh. Good lord, Debbie Downer.
Oh.
You guys want to hear about feline AIDS?
Gross.
One out of 10 cats has feline AIDS.
Oh, man.
Way to go, Lex.
Gosh. Oh, I guess you're right about the hands, Dawn. No one would really know.
Yeah, I'm doing hands.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay, here we go. Last one. Thank goodness. Would you rather have horrendous breath and horrendous body odor for a week?
Oh.
Or have to be completely naked wherever you go, regardless of the consequences, for a week.
Oh, no. I guess you could be in prison for being too stinky and for indecent exposure. I'll be stinky for a week.
Okay. No, you're stinky and
bad breath. Yeah, I'll just...
run away.
Do some van life. I'd just get a van.
Van life?
Yeah. A new show on HGTV.
I would just like go on. I'll be like, this is my Eat, Pray, Love moment. I am bye, everybody. I go far, far away. No one would have to know me. They'll be like, ooh, that stinky woman that lives by the river in her van.
What's Lex watching? Oh, van life.
I'm kind of a little obsessed.
DIY, yeah.
What about you guys? Yeah.
I would have to be stinky, even though that sounds hideous, just to be naked and all the creepy people that would be like leering
and stare at you.
Yeah, and be like, ugh.
And then if you were naked and then all of a sudden your private parts started singing.
We are family.
We are family. Oh, God.
You can see how the quarters are charging, though, guys.
So cool.
I mean, that would be like, whoa, you really see it.
People walk by, is that naked woman's vagina singing?
it's duet time, everybody.
Is she a ventriloquist or is her hoo-ha really singing?
Keep going, America's Got Talent.
Oh, my God.
Donnie can name it Popo Gijo.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it is coming up. I need to close this down. Let me close the door.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
has been Would You Rather.
It's 6:44. We got to take a break. We're the circus will be back right after these words. I'm so good with that. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you, next. Girl, thank you, next.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you, next. Everybody's talking about that Game of Thrones trailer. You guys...
Yes!
You guys, either they're talking about Robin last night, that, again, yeah. I just want to publicly acknowledge for headquarters, I was the only homosexual not at that. every gay person was at, I should say every gay guy that I know was at Robin's concert last night, except for I always have a quick talk show meeting. And I was talking to some of my friends here, and they're like, no, we didn't go either. So there's three of us that we got a demerit from headquarters. I got the email overnight after I got my email from Michaels for a framing
coupon. But, yeah. Yeah, they do send a lot of those.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a school night, you know, work night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. But I bring that up because people are either talking about Robin or they're talking about this Game of Thrones trailer. You guys watch it. I abandoned ship like after season 3. It got too complicated for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. what did you think of the trailer?
You need a chart for all the different houses and what's happening when. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be epic. 7 episodes are going to be like 90 minutes long. I'm really excited to see how they're going to wrap this up, and it's full of adventure. It's a 2-minute trailer already. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Having not watched it since season 3 or 4, I was surprised at who's still around. That's what Colin said. I'm like, oh, that person's they're still around too. Okay, I was excited to see a couple people. So I don't know. I need to get back on the bandwagon. But now that it's wrapping up, when was the last season? How long have we waited for this final season?
Oh,
Do you remember, Lex?
Oh man,
Dawn, do you
it's
remember?
It's over a year and a half.
Good criminy middle.
I probably stopped watching around the same time you did, Jason, just because of my circumstance. I didn't have HBO anymore because I just didn't. So then I'm like, I'll catch up on that somehow, and then. It's just became too big of a monster to take on. I did listen to the audiobooks before the show even started.
Mm.
So that was, you know, I know the story. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, I want to go back. It just seems like such a massive thing to do.
Huge. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad about being behind on like The Walking Dead, and that's just, you know, half a season or something.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
It's back, lowercase b, Jace.
No, it's not.
Lowercase b.
I thought you changed your... Now, Alexis?
Yeah.
You changed your judgment. You were not real excited about this last episode.
It changed again last week.
It changed again?
Yeah, when you weren't here on Monday. Yeah. She was like, it's back.
It is?
It's getting a little better, yeah. The new antagonist is very scary.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be something
but
more to talk about once she unleashes her fury.
Did I hear you say small b, though?
Yeah. I mean, compared to the turd that was 2 episodes ago, the last episode was pretty good.
Just going to say, Lex, you don't sound, I mean, I'm reading your voice there, don't sound very excited about this. It's a very little b, little b.
We're on a roller coaster of... emotions watching.
Speaking of B,
Walking Dead.
There's going to be abducted in plain sight, too.
Okay, why? I saw this. I'm thinking,
my God. Oh, yeah. I started digging. Somebody tweeted me, and I was like, is there, what else is there we need to know? What could there possibly be? So then I read this article about it, really interesting, by the filmmaker saying that she did not feel like she had time to really delve into really how religion played a role in this. There are more interviews with the parents. By the way, the father, Bob, has passed away. Since then, he passed away in November. So we don't have anything else.
Relief Bob?
Yeah. Relief.
Helping a friend out.
Yeah, that guy
he died
in November of just last year. So he, so there's more about how she has gotten over forgiving her parents. Also, it was really interesting. I'll put it in our show links because it was interesting how the filmmaker at first wasn't sure about the alien stuff. Mm. We're talking about Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix. And since the other women came forward, they said that he groomed them in the same way with this talk of aliens and that you're a princess from another planet and I have to impregnate you.
This is our mission.
All of that stuff. So that's more of it that we could see. She's working on it. Basically, it took her 3 years to produce this. Mm. It was actually at a film festival first. And then, so Vanity Fair did this interview with the filmmaker. And it reveals more that you don't see.
Oh, girl, I don't know if I want to see anything more.
I do want to see more of her internal thoughts of processing this now as an adult and the feedback that she's gotten from that first season. You know, I couldn't help but think of, while watching Leaving Neverland, mm-hmm. the parallels with Abducted in Plain Sight.
And yes. I guess the Skye Borgman is the name of the director. She also expresses that Jan has said that she has never felt as much love for a man in her adult life as she did for B. Mm-hmm. And that was part of that grooming process, that she can't ever have, she could never have that love.
Oh.
Which is so sad. That is a great example of how this is, you know, changes you forever, you know.
Yeah.
Not to bring the party down again.
No, but two things. Again, as Dawn said too, to recap, if you just tuned in, Abducted in Plain Sight and Leaving Neverland are the two documentaries we just talked about. 6:55. We're going to take a break. 7 at 7. And your dirt alert's coming up next. Plus birthday pranks. 7 o'clock. Straight ahead. Right after this.